your options. If so, grab a free gold guide by visiting noblegoldinvestments.com to learn more. I respect this team and you should as well. Call Noble Gold right now. Tell them you heard about investing on my show and they'll find the right plan for your budget. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at calmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's countmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. With a second wave of executive orders to undo his predecessor's immigration policies, President Biden signed orders on family separation, border security, and immigration.
My grandfather said the grace of God and the goodwill of the neighbors will reunite these children and reestablish our reputation as being a haven for people in need.
With proposed legislation to give legal status and a path to citizenship to all of the estimated 11 million people in the country who are here illegally, Biden has quickly taken aim at many of former President Trump's sweeping changes to deter illegal immigration. Jeff Bezos announces he's stepping down as Amazon CEO.
Amazon announced that CEO Jeff Bezos will be stepping down from his top spot and transitioning to the role of executive chair of the company's board. Bezos will transition out of his role in the third quarter of 2021. Andy Jassy, the current head of Amazon's web services, will succeed Bezos as CEO of the e-commerce giant. Amazon announced its highest quarterly revenue ever at $125 billion. Bezos touted the success of the end of last year in announcing his decision to step down as CEO, calling it the optimal time for transition. Bernie Bennett reporting.
West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he is opposed to his party's push to hike the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Manchin says he does not support the wage hike, which has become a major sticking point in the Democrats' latest COVID-19 relief plan. His opposition could spell doom for the Democrats, who've threatened to steamroll Republicans using their new majority powers. Republicans have accused Democrats in the past of using COVID-19 relief as a cover for what critics call an ideological wish list. Manchin's dissent portends weeks of wrangling over the final language in the bill and could force Democrats to the bargaining table. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 475 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health company and other factors. Not available in all states.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 304. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Nevada legislature has convened for its 81st regular session. Both the Assembly and Senate convened and worked through its customary opening business of swearing in all 63 lawmakers and confirming leadership in both houses. No committees were convened. The building in Carson City is closed to the public due to the ongoing coronavirus concern. Legislative leaders say virtual meetings and the additional logistics which come with it will probably limit the number of bills which get introduced during the 120-day session. Second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine are now being offered by the Las Vegas Convention Center. Southern Nevada Health District officials say the appointment-only clinic is opening beginning today for those who got their first shot at Western High School, Cashman Center, or the health district's main office. Officials say people who got their first vaccine at other sites will not be vaccinated and need to contact their original provider. The two men arrested in Las Vegas for being part of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol will remain in custody until their trial. Nathaniel DeGrave and Ronnie Sandlin face felony charges of obstructing law enforcement and misdemeanor charges related to the unlawful disorderly conduct stemming from the January 6th attack on the Capitol building.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Overall, not too bad on the freeways right now. We do have some slow flows in a couple of areas. There at the Spaghetti Bowl, Interstate 15 northbound at the 95 interchange. Also, you'll touch the brakes on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at Warm Springs. And lane restrictions, that's Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb Boulevard.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, February 2nd, Groundhog Day, I guess. And it's just one of those days when we're kind of playing catch up. Over the weekend, the March for Life in our nation's capital, kind of a scaled down version. I wanted to check in with Melissa Clement. Melissa Clement is the president of Nevada Right to Life. Melissa, did you get a chance to participate this year?
Kevin, it was so disappointing because this is the first year that I've missed in probably the last 8 years. And unfortunately, because of coronavirus, but more so because of the lockdown on the nation's capital, the mayor of Washington, D.C. disapproved all First Amendment-type activities in the Capitol. So there was a very small, scaled-down virtual rally where they walked from the mall to the Supreme Court, but there was just no chance for the pro-lifer community to get together for our annual family reunion in front of the Supreme Court. So I'm very disappointed.
I want to ask you, in fact, I was going to ask you, and then I found the answer in a recent Marist poll. Most Americans support restrictions on abortion, especially after the first trimester, and that's according to a new Marist poll released last week. Nearly 60% opposing the use of taxpayer money to underwrite abortion, and 77% opposing using U.S. aid money to fund abortion overseas. Yet that's exactly what this president seems hell-bent on doing.
Not only that, but it was one of the first executive orders that he signed as a promise to one of his greatest contributors, I guess, which is the abortion providers. And so we have, in the last 4 years, as taxpayers enjoyed a hiatus, we haven't been paying for tax for abortions in our country, and we haven't been exporting abortion to other countries. But by golly, he put that right back into effect, because apparently abortion is the most important thing for Mr. Biden.
Let me just ask you, is the Hyde Amendment still in place? And explain, only because it dates back to Henry Hyde, a guy that was around Washington, gosh, 20 years ago, but his amendment lives on. Can you talk a little bit about what the Hyde Amendment was and is it still in place?
Well, the Hyde Amendment is done by the Congress, so it's still in place, but certainly that's what the Democrats have their eye on. And the Hyde Amendment provides taxpayers the protection from paying for abortion. So any organizations that provide abortions or counsel for abortions cannot receive taxpayer funding or any tax money, any public money, unless that abortion would be for life or, an extreme situation like the life of the mother or rape. But that has been in effect for 25, 30 years, and it has saved millions of lives, and more importantly, it has saved millions of mother-child relationships. And so there's intact families that Congressman Hyde directly can take credit for, but this president and this Congress seeks to take that down as quickly as they can.
So how can your organization and Americans and Nevadans, how can we fight back against the president who seems hell-bent on destroying all this and increasing the amount of babies that are killed?
Well, I mean, it certainly is a discouraging time. And, you know me, Kevin, I'm a pretty much an optimist. I can always find a way, but it is discouraging. But we just have to redouble our efforts. We have to be calling Senator Mastos, Senator Lee. I always have to remember. I refuse to remember the names of the senators I don't like. We have to call our senators. We have to call senators from different states. Like right now, I think Senator Manchin, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, he's a Democrat, but he's definitely one that can be persuaded about this kind of stuff. So people need to call him and they need to email him. Continue to call and write the president. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit negative on whether or not he's going to listen, but it's important to continue to remain engaged. And if we can't get help from the government, then that puts the pressure back on us much more, which means we have to be talking in our community to our daughters, to our sisters, to our coworkers, so that women who are in crisis and thinking about abortion can remember that there are better options out there, and that they will be supported by us.
Let me just ask you, how can politicians, whether it's Catherine Cortez Masto or Jackie Rosen or members of the House delegation, if these numbers are accurate, and by the way, do you believe these numbers are accurate? 60% oppose using taxpayer dollars to underwrite abortion, 77% opposing U.S. aid to money to fund abortions overseas. Do you believe those numbers to be true? And if so, how can these politicians ignore those kind of numbers?
Well, I think, you know, and it's interesting because one of the other questions that they always ask is, do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice? And it always comes out very, you know, kind of, it tends to be much more pro-choice. But it's when you drill down and ask a person those specific questions about tax dollars or about parental consent or about any of these other abortion issues that people actually give you what their beliefs are. And our nation is much more pro-life than pro-choice. Do I believe it? Absolutely. Because in talking to people day to day, that's what, you know, people will generally say, yeah, I don't think my money should go to paying for the death of a baby. I think my money should go to help adoption, make it easier for, you know, my neighbor to adopt a child. So that's what, I absolutely believe it. And how can our senators and our congressmen ignore that fact? Well, because they look at that top number, pro-life versus pro-choice. And so if each of us can be out there talking about it with the underlying actual in-your-face issues, that's when we can make a difference. And quite honestly, right now we should be looking for somebody who's going to run, who's going to advocate for these positions for us.
And that's in 2022 and 2024.
Absolutely. So Cortez Masto will be up in 2022, and Rosen will be up in 2026, actually.
Let me just ask you, we don't control the White House, we don't control the House, we don't control the Senate. Does this mean we're going to have to win this war in the courts? And we do have a favorable U.S. Supreme Court after the three picks of President Trump. Is that where the next battle is going to have to be fought?
Absolutely. And so we've been winning as a movement nationwide. We've been winning in the state houses. So state laws are getting passed all the time, and they're generally pro-life. Those laws are working their way up to the Supreme Court at this point. I think there might be two that will be considered in this upcoming, that have the possibility of being considered by the Supreme Court in this next session. Certainly our eyes will be on that, and it's a challenging thing because we really don't have any control over that, other than the fact that we had President Trump who appointed three fantastic pro-life judges. We just got to hope that there truly is a majority of pro-life justices on the Supreme Court.
Were we able to do anything in the state of Nevada on the March for Life Day that was more localized?
We weren't. But, you know, my thought was what we're looking at doing is doing a march a little bit later during the legislative session, because I think it's important for those legislators to see that there's a large pro-life community. And that will be something that probably will happen in late March or early April.
I was just going to say, a march in March might be appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. Women's History Month. And let's talk about the women's history that never happened, because these little unborn women were never born.
Wow. Do you get a sense that we can win this war? I mean, I know you have fought so hard and so long, I've admired just watching you from afar. And it's amazing that you fight these battles, and yet the elected officials keep knocking you down, but you keep getting up.
Well, yeah, you know, you have to take your victories where you can. And I have to say, our legislature down in Carson City is more pro-life than it ever has been. Now, it's not pro-life enough yet, and we don't have enough Republicans, but we do have strong voices sitting in those seats. And 10, 15 years ago, I couldn't say that. It was, you know, we were lucky if we could find one who would say that they were pro-life. Now we have men and women that are not afraid at all. In fact, for a lot of them, it's one of their top issues. And so now it is a matter of getting some bills into committee and heard. And I have to say, you know, that what was so encouraging, because you were with me in the last couple of months as we were trying to get the signatures for parental notification.
Yeah.
And it was a tough go because of COVID. I was impressed with how well we did, but it just wasn't enough. But what was so encouraging after that was almost immediately I had six different legislators who called me up within a day or two of that of our deadline, asking if they could carry the bill for us in this legislature. So you know, the efforts that everybody put into it, the efforts you put into it, your listeners, everybody who got signatures, it paid off because it did send a message, a huge message, to our legislators down in Carson City. And not only did six of them call, but I'm pretty sure all of them, all of the Republicans at least, will be signing on to the bill once it's introduced.
I want to ask you, because this is the start yesterday of the 81st Nevada legislature. Have you had a chance to look at any of the BDRs, the bill draft requests, to see if there are any bills that deal with abortion that maybe we should be on high alert for?
Well, it's hard to say because the BDRs are always written kind of as placeholders. So it'll say something like health care, a bill on health care. And so what I've done is I've marked all of them that are related to health care, and then I've marked those bills that were that have been the BDRs that are from specific legislators that I know are in the pocket of Planned Parenthood. And so far, I haven't found one yet, but it could drop at any moment. I would imagine there will be. My thought is they will try to liberalize do-it-yourself abortions and RU486 abortions, which would be tragic if they try and do it.
I am just curious. With all the restrictions now because of the pandemic and the fact that they've closed the building to outside people, how do you lobby?
That is a good question. I've been sitting here for 2 days trying to figure this out. I went down to Carson City, and you cannot get in the building in any way, shape, or form. You know, you got to hang around. They scurry from their parking garage to the building so that they don't have to talk to anybody. A lot of the legislators from down south, I'm pretty sure they're just using Uber Eats, and they never come out of their apartment or the building because they just don't want to see anybody. Now, part of that certainly is it could be COVID, but they are certainly taking advantage of an easy excuse to make sure that the public and the citizens of Nevada are excluded. And so I'm quite honestly sitting in my living room watching hearings thinking, you know what, who knows if we'll catch anything because the agendas come out late. But it is day two. We can hope that it opens up soon.
And is there an opportunity for you to testify before some of these hearings via Zoom or Skype or whatever?
This is what it appears. You can sign up to testify via Zoom, but there are only going to be a certain number of spots for each bill, and people can call in from what I understand. But again, it's a lot easier to control the those who are testifying.
Oh, sure, sure.
They have control of the technology.
Wow. It's incredible, and it's not good. It's not good for our democracy. I'm just convinced that what's going on is a party that's taking advantage of the pandemic and to their own advantages. But the pandemic won't be here forever, and we will get our freedom back. Melissa, always good to visit with you. If folks want to know the great story that you're telling, how can they reach out to you?
You know, probably the best way is our Facebook page, Nevada Right to Life. We also have NevadaRightToLife.org, all spelled out. And you know, find me on Facebook, Melissa Taylor Clement. I'm always looking for new people who want to get involved and all that kind of thing.
That is great. Keep us posted if you see some bills that need to be highlighted that are onerous. Let me know, would you please?
Absolutely. And Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Melissa Clement, the Nevada Right to Life, and just a wonderful woman and incredibly dedicated. I there must be hundreds of thousands of hours that she's devoted to the unborn, and we can only thank her for her time and her effort. Coming up, a lot going on in the world. We'll give you kind of an overview, a quick, maybe a 3-minute overview of what's going on in the world, and we'll do that coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your